Listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. I repeat, you are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio.
Of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 27th, join the Office of Health and Wellness for Coffee with the Counselor Center. This will be happening in Hunt Union by the reception desk from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday is Chuck's Comedy Club, so head on down to the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union to see Sam Morrison perform from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, October 28th, join the SUNY Oneonta Music Department for the Alden Room Concert Series featuring pianist Adam Kent. This will be happening from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday, so head on down to the Red Dragon Theater to join Student Association for a round of trivia. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Women's and Gender Studies Department for their event YWGS, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room. On Thursday, join the Film Club for their Filmoween event, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Friday, October 31st, is Halloween. Join Student Association for Halloween and Hunt, happening from 7 to 11 p.m. Have a safe and fun Halloween, everyone. Saturday, November 1st, join Club Odyssey for an event happening from 7 to 10 p.m. on Main Street. And lastly, on Sunday, November 2nd, join WONY for our general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. Come learn all about us. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Keep it locked and have a great week, everyone.
What is up? Did we like that beginning? Like, I just thought we had to, like, start a little spooky. Like, a little bit of, like, a Halloween vibe.
I feel Michael Myers behind me.
Turn around? Like, no, it's behind you! Maddie, no! What's up? Welcome to Spooky Miscellaneous Music. It's November 1st. Tomorrow will be Christmas, though, but today it is still Halloween. So welcome to Miscellaneous Music. My name is EJ Lonnie. I do Miscellaneous Music mostly every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. And yeah, and I have a special guest with me today who's always on my show, actually. Introduce yourself.
Hey, guys. It's Maddie. what's up?
Oh, what's up?
Oh, we can walk.
Anyways, wow. Yeah, today we have a little bit of a spooky theme for everyone. We have some goated songs on the mix.
Obviously,
lots of things. I'm just really excited, and yeah, like I hope everyone's Halloween was good. Last night, what did I do? What did I do last night?
We watched horror movies.
We watched Scream, and then Maddie left me.
I'm sorry.
And then Maddie left me, and you know, and if you're locked in. If the masonry is locked into this show right now, I am going to get you. Okay, you better have done that forum for media. I'm gonna get you. So Maddie left me, but it's okay because then Maddie B came home, mm-hmm. and so did Lily, and Ryan was with me. But Ryan fell asleep. Yeah. We lost Ryan.
But then
we
I came home and we chatted all morning.
Yeah, but then I like when I woke up at like 12 p.m. today, everyone was out. room. I think we were up to like 3 a.m. last night. Just like ordered like a chopped cheese at like 1 a.m. and that was really.
Did you?
Oh, it was so good. Wait, Maddie,
I had a dream that I had to order you a chopped cheese.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, we were like we were so connected.
Yes, I don't know what else was happening in my dream, but I just remember that like I had to get you something, and then I totally forgot, and I was like, wait, I have to go back. Like, I have to go back and I have to order your chopped cheese. Like, I got myself one and then I forgot to get
Wait,
you one.
But you got me a chopped cheese.
I got you a chopped
cheese.
Maddie.
That was so sweet. Can we. And in our future, I see a DoorDash tonight. So.
Oh.
If I DoorDash the chopped cheese, like, that's probably what's going to happen.
Chopped cheese coming.
Like, any agreements, any disagreements?
Chopped cheese coming to you soon.
Chopped cheese coming to you soon. Low key, chopped cheese coming to you soon. Anyways. Let's like freaking get into it. I'm getting some texts from the people, and I quote, Lily said that she's locked in, and Mason asked, "You're gonna get me?" And I want to say it to Lily. I love you. Hey, I hope practice was great.
Hey,
to Mason, I've never lied. We talked about this. I stay true on my promises. So watch your back. Yeah, and let's just get into it. Low key, this is how I'm feeling today.
It's getting louder. It's getting louder. Obviously, so, the clock strikes.
Do you think they have clock strikes 12? Midnight arise. And that's like a crazy verse. Like, that's like top 10 goated verses. Like, Eminem is shaking. Like, he's scared. It's better than some of these K-pop rap lines. Like, they could never get on that. Anyways, our first song is too late. Is some Caged Elephant. Just kidding. Caged Elephant. I was joking.
You're joking.
I'm joking.
Hey, joking.
Wait, even I'm low-key joking, though. It's Caged Elephant. Too late to say goodbye. This song is actually the reason why I thought of doing a spooky miscellaneous. I mean, it was in the back of my head, but I was like, wait, let me like actually lock in. So I chose a lot of. They aren't like all like Halloween songs. They just kind of have this like spookyish vibe to it. Yeah, like they're not all Halloween songs. They just kind of sound a little scary. So yeah, let's just get into it. This is our first song. Keep it locked. Don't turn down that dial because we still have 2 hours of miscellaneous music. Let's freaking do it.
Goodbye. I can circling around, forced to watch the ashes floating, softly drifting to the ground. Deep down we both knew it was trouble by design, and the echo of my mother's words, baby, don't you play with fire.
Is it like low key too late to say goodbye though?
Whoa, you sound like those like scare actors from the haunted house.
I hated that.
Ew. No, I hate that. Whoa, that was scary. Last weekend. This has been the longest week ever. Oh my god. Last weekend we went to the horror field in Albany. And if you don't know me personally, I'm the biggest scaredy cat, like, in the world. So it was just, like, me, like, attaching myself to someone's waist and walking through, like, a haunted house. But, like, these, like scare actors were hitting, like, the mouth, like, noises and the gurgling. And, like, I hated it.
Ew. We got a lot of that, too.
We got a lot of that. Yeah, so that was, like a lot. Anyways, like let's talk, like, Halloween. Like, let's talk Halloween real quick. Like...
I love Halloween.
What is your favorite Halloween candy? Go.
Wait. Oh, Tootsie Rolls. It's just really. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because you never get them. But then when you get them, you're like, wait, this kind of fire.
I feel like I always got Tootsie Rolls when I was a kid and I hated them. I was never a Tootsie Roll fan.
I love Tootsie Rolls.
I like Tootsie Pops, though. Mm. Not. I don't really hate that.
Tootsie Pops are really good, too.
Yeah, I like Tootsie Pops. I'm not that I hate Tootsie Rolls. I'm just not really a big fan of them. But I like them.
I like the really, really like, thick ones.
Oh, the giganticosaurus ones.
They're like in a little square.
I like the ones that, you know, the fruit ones.
Oh my god, those, yeah.
Whoa, I got really excited. Those I used to like crack open like 10 of them in a row. Like those are really good.
Should we add that to the list for snacks tonight?
Don't play in my face. after like the Swiss rolls and the salt vinegar cheddar crinkle.
The big Lay's barbecue.
The big Lay's barbecue and the purple Doritos.
The spicy sweet chili
purple Doritos.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I didn't even open the note yet. I have to hop on that. For those who are not involved in our daily lives, we are hitting up massive snacks tonight just to like reward ourselves. And so it's going crazy.
Yeah.
Do something fun today, like with your like friends. Like if you're not celebrating Halloween, like that's chill. Like watch a movie, like go like
get comfy in bed.
Yeah, hang out with people. Like don't stay alone today. Like have some fun. If you are having fun going out, be safe. Hope everyone was safe yesterday. And yeah. Oh, I didn't say my favorite Halloween candy.
Yeah, what's yours?
Milky Way.
Milky Way.
The Epcot ball. Epcot ball. I love Milky Way. I think I've gotten like a giant Milky Way bar from the marketplace like twice at least. Beautiful. It's so yummy.
That was one that I was like, I'm not gonna like this. And then one day I was like, I need to try it. And then I said, wait.
It's so tough.
Wait, this
it's
is really
so
good.
It's so tough. I like almond joy a lot too.
Oh, I don't like nuts.
You don't like
food.
Nuts though. The yawn police, no, please. Oh my gosh, please no.
Karma
yeah.
police.
Karma police. Yeah, big fan of that.
Karma Police by Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the what?
Disco.
You can't say that.
Disco.
You can't say
disco.
Disco. Disco. Disco. Disco. Disco. Disco. Disco. Anyways, do you know what the next song is?
I don't. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Cause
I'm not on the playlist.
I didn't show you the playlist this time. It's all. It's a surprise for you too. It's Out of Control by She Wants Revenge.
Oh my god.
I love She Wants Revenge. I am obsessed with She Wants Revenge. I'm a big Interview with the Vampire fan, and I like connect them with She Wants Revenge a lot.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, I have to make you sit down and watch with me because it's really good.
I know. I got an edit of it the other day.
It's genuine. It probably was because of me because I like every single edit I see of them. It's honestly like one of the best shows I've seen, like easily. Like have you ever seen the first season or no?
No.
It's on Netflix.
I didn't
like
hear about it until you started talking about
we
it.
We need to sit. We need to sit down on that couch and watch Interview with the Vampire. Like, it's getting serious. We have to watch Daredevil this week, too. But that's, like, a side note. There's too many things. Like my major is just, like, watching 1 million things. Too many things to watch. We haven't watched a single movie like we want to watch, like, on our own. We watched the worst. Professor Benson, if you are listening to this, you're definitely not. Dr. Benson, I hope you never make me watch a James Bond movie ever again. That was the worst experience of my life,
oh my
I think.
Oh, my God, that movie.
Like,
it's
I genuinely.
The longest thing ever.
I think that was easily the worst movie I've ever seen. Like, genuinely. It was 2 hours, 15 minutes. It was like nothing. Like I just like I can't even describe what was going on because it's not radio appropriate. But it was just, like I literally like it was the worst movie ever.
It was pure nothingness.
But like every other screening we've done has been like goated. I think it's watch a Gilmore Girls episode at some point. Gilmore Girls.
You do?
Yeah.
Again, I've never seen Gilmore.
Bill Moore Bowles.
What? That's not the name of
it. Who says you're not perfect? Who says you're the only one who's worth it? Trust me.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Next song is Out of Control by She Wants Revenge. So lock in for that. And yeah.
Thank God.
Don't leave though, because we'll come back. I always come back.
I always come back.
Wait, but
what?
I always come back.
To the deep. dancing with you. This song is turning me on. The beat is doing me in. Or maybe it's only you. But either way, let's begin.
The lights that move sideways and up and down. The beat takes you over and spins you round. Our hearts steady beating. The sweat turns to cold. We're slaves to the DJ and out of control. The lights that move sideways.
The lights, they move sideways and up and down. Instead of dancing alone, I should be dancing with you.
I love She Wants Revenge.
I love She Wants Revenge.
All their
revenge.
Songs, are like, you can tell it's him.
Yeah, I just like, okay, I've had this conversation before. I like, I don't know if I can say that name on air. Cigarettes after bleep. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Anyway. I don't know.
C-A-S.
Yeah, C-A-S. They made a lot of songs. Yes. I like their music, but they all sound exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now, She Wants Revenge sounds similar, but it doesn't all sound exactly the same. Like, you can tell She Wants Revenge song, but you're not like, oh my God, why is this the same song?
Yeah, I like when you can tell, like, their voice. They have, like, a distinct... Yeah, I like or, a, like, a distinct, like,
I love a distinct sound.
Yes.
I love a distinct sound. Can you... I'm gonna play you a sound bite.
Okay.
And I'm this ready. Is how you're gonna guess... What's the next song, okay? We're playing a game on air.
I'm ready.
I had to put it into freaking... into... Doom.
Doom.
Bow. Hold on. Well, hold on, though. Hold, hey there, SpongeBob. Okay, are you ready? Hold on, wait.
Is this going to help me with the next song?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this going to be a sound...
Why is it so long? Oh my God. This, okay.
Is it a psycho song? Like, what?
It has that in the name, though.
It has that? Psycho Killer?
Yes! Far better. Wasn't that a really good sound bite to make you guess, though?
That was.
I cooked that up in, like, 2 seconds. Wow. I'm just, like, so good at that.
That was beautiful.
Thank you! Thanks. Okay, yeah. So this is Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. I don't have much to say about it. It's good.
It's good. I don't know.
If you don't know this song, walk
this
in.
This is like, I guess, it's a staple in the Halloween playlist.
It's a staple.
It's a staple.
It's a staple. Yeah. There's another song in here that is also a staple. I've been like kissing this microphone. It's like up, like it's in my mouth. Like, whoa.
Mine's pretty far away from me for once.
I feel like I always have to have really close people can hear me. I feel like I always sound low on the air, so I always like put it really close.
Well, that one time when it was really close to me and we like
screamed,
like, yeah, we just couldn't stop laughing
because we're just like, funniest people ever.
Exactly, I had to distance myself.
Funniest people ever.
Whoa. Butter spinted.
Butter spinted. Anyways.
You're
Psycho killer.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Fa 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 better. Run, 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 run away.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
What?
I just said okay.
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 I thought I had a topic to talk about. I really did, though.
Was that good?
I like that.
Should I just end with that?
I mean, like, yeah, like...
Oh, the FNAF movie.
The freaking FNAF movie.
The FNAF, the new FNAF movie.
The freaking FNAF.
When does that come? It's November, doesn't it? Isn't it? Or is it
December? It's in December. I think it's in December.
In December.
My live reaction to FNAF movie, of course.
I can't wait to see it.
I'm really excited. I hope... it's going to be when we're home, though. We won't be able to see it together.
Aren't the animatronics talking now, though?
Matt, Pat...
No, that's just Woody.
Matt Pat is Bonnie, I think, isn't he?
Yeah, isn't he?
He's Toy Bonnie.
Is he going to say Fuddy?
I see the Night Guard over there. No, that's just Fuddy.
No, that's just Fuddy.
No, that's just Fuddy.
Is he going to say that?
And then is he going to be like in an edit, though? Is he going to say that in an edit?
Oh my God, in an edit.
Matt Pat. Hey. Guys, I love Matt Pat. And Megan Fox is Toy Chica.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, yeah. And then the guy who regularly voices Freddy is Freddy.
There's a guy who regularly...
yeah, because Freddy... some of them have lines in UCN, but the guy who voices Freddy in... for Rockstar Freddy, I believe, is being Freddy. Because they talk in
Security Breach. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know why I never realized that.
That they talk in Security Breach?
Yeah.
I feel like... Did they talk in... They didn't talk in FNAF 1, definitely. No. They didn't talk in FNAF 2.
They just kind of scream.
In Sister Location, they talk.
Oh, yeah, because they have...
they all talk in Sister Location,
What's his name? Springlock. Springtrap. Whoa.
Bringbrap.
Springtrap. He talks.
Yeah. Springtrap talks. Springtrap talks. Baby talks. Yeah. Ballora talks. Funtime Foxy talks.
Funtime watching?
It is time for my show, whatever the heck that they're saying. They, them, Foxy.
That's me this Halloween, guys. They, them, Foxy.
They, them, Foxy for Halloween.
Watch out, guys.
Everyone and their mother was a FNAF character this Halloween, but, like, I wanted to be a FNAF character.
Did they even know I was an OG FNAF
lover?
Can you guys guess who my FNAF favorite is?
Like, do you know? You're Foxy to me. I hope you know that.
Well, that's my favorite.
No, you're Foxy.
Foxy has been my favorite since the beginning.
I think I've always liked Chica a lot.
Chica.
But you said that I was Bonnie once, and I take that with stride.
I think... My two favorites, Foxy's at the top, and then Toy Bonnie.
Toy Bonnie's freaking goated.
Yeah.
That's my goat. My favorite, my favorite FNAF game is FNAF World, as we know.
Well, of course.
As we know, it's of FNAF.
And is that the one where you had to...
The hot cheese, the pizza. I was getting somewhere because I was looking at like a guide and tutorial and I totally forgot. And so now I have to like try again.
You haven't locked in a while.
Yeah, I haven't locked in a while. I just don't have time to like sit and play FNAF World. There's no time to do anything.
When do we get that back? When is it FNAF World time?
What was happening when I was in your room and I was playing the Roblox City thing?
You were like, I'm like, me and Maddie, I think, are doing homework.
Yeah, and then something happened. Like, there was like an actual problem going on.
Yeah, well, Alani was like behind me.
Yeah.
Like, voicing what they were doing, but like to nobody. So it was like kind of quiet, but I could hear you. And you're like, I don't know where to put my Ferris wheel.
Yeah. I think something happened where like there was actually a serious conversation going on, whatever. And I was like, well, like if you want something that like isn't serious, like where should I put my Ferris wheel? All of the people in my city are mad at me and they're voting me down votes.
Yeah, and you didn't give them water or something.
Yeah, they were like they didn't have enough water or whatever. I was like, I don't know what to do about that. Like I can't help
you. I'm just trying to put my Ferris wheel
somewhere. Yeah, I'm trying to give you fun. Like, do you not want fun? Like what? And then I was playing FNAF and I'm like, pizza wheel. Hot cheese.
Like, Alana was behind me, like, whispering, but, like, it sounded like you were, like, Twitch streaming. You're like, okay, guys, I'm gonna move the Ferris wheel over here. Jeez. Oh, the water. I don't know where to put the water. What do you...
I think... Well, like, we have learned this before that, like, the thing about me is that I just straight up, like, voice everything I do all the time.
If you study with me,
I'm going to be voicing everything I do. If you're sitting next to me, I'm going to be voicing everything I do. I'm going to read things out loud. When you're in practice with me, I'm going to say stuff. Like, I'm always talking. I don't think I'm ever not talking. I'm ever quiet. I literally, like, practice is always, like, me going, oh, like, I messed that up. Oh, my God, let's just do it like this. And, like, when I'm studying, I'm like, what?
Sometimes, wait, like, I think this morning you were in the bathroom and I was walking out and I thought you were continuing to talk to me, but I think you were just talking to yourself.
Which is very possible.
I, like, closed the door and then I hear you talking. I was like, wait.
Wait a second. Wait. And I'm glad you could, like, just understand that I'm just, like, crazy and need to talk to myself.
I think,
like,
it's kind of beautiful, though.
I'm so glad you think it's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful strangers.
We're beautiful strangers.
Brown.
Brown.
Brown. You think we could
what? No, yeah, no.
Yeah. I can't wait for my show next week, November 8th, so I can play Choi Yeonjun's solo album, No Labels.
Oh, my God. What does Happy Pride Choi Month. Yeonjun of TXT hit?
Oh, I know.
What is it?
What is that gum jo gum?
Go get that gum jo gum.
Oh, yeah. I got a point.
Gum jo gum. Yeah.
Gum jo gum. Don't. Okay, anyways. The next song is this. Okay, Lily, I need you to lock in. This next song is Anywhere But Home by Seulgi. So I need you to lock in. Oh, have you listened to Anywhere But Home?
No, I only know really her baby, good. Not baby. It's. Oh, I'm sorry, I'll lock in Lily, I swear to God.
It's really good. Please take me anywhere. And it starts like backwards talking. It's like, oh, no, it's like slow reverb, like. And then it like locks and she goes, please take me anywhere but home. And it's
okay,
really good.
Okay, I can't wait to hear
it. So yeah, so let's freaking lock in. Okay, if you're just tuning in, we're like 30 minutes in already. We're halfway to the hour. Let's just like go crazy, go stupid. Let's go. Freaking love Seulgi.
Guys, I kind of knew that song just a little bit, but it's because of Lily and Alani.
We've played that like music video on the TV at least 3 times.
Yeah.
At least. We've played Baby Not Baby even more.
Baby
Not Baby. Nana. If anyone cared about that song at all, I would teach it at OK Crew, but no one cares about Baby Not Baby. Like 3 of us care.
I care.
I chair.
I care.
I chair you mattress.
Yeah, no, I think I know a lot of songs that I don't know the name of because
and
of,
that's okay
because
though.
Of the TV.
The TV plays 1 million bajillion things, yeah. And I think that's what's beautiful about the world.
Music video night is not like confined to one night. It's every night, if you really think about it like that.
Oh. Sorry, wait, I was getting information. Tori, I love you. Sorry if you listen to this. I love you. I'm gonna respond to your text in a few minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. We just watch a lot of music
videos. We watch a lot of gay music video night is every night.
Every night.
Gay music video night is every night.
Every night.
Anyway.
Once we get our paws on that remote, it's over.
It's over, actually. And then I end up playing like 15 TXT songs. And then I go like, wait, everyone look at the 17 video.
Exactly.
And then we need to finish Hype Game Caterers. Were you there when we started that?
I don't think so.
Dude,
oh, wait,
it's
no,
so good.
I was. The one where
with the TXT. With Team Unk. And then they flipped over the table.
Guys, we're putting our fingers in the air.
You can't see it, but we are.
Yeah.
For the Unk team, of course. Yeah, we have to finish it because I love... Have you ever seen Hype Game Caterers? Have you seen all of it?
Oh my God. I've seen a lot of clips of it.
It's so good. I need to see 17 freaking out over Subin. Like, I need to see Choi Yeonjun being the most annoying person ever. I love him so much. Guys, do not... I will be like, ew, I hate him. I am obsessed with him, okay? That's just like, I just like him so much, it makes me sick to my stomach. And you're staying on the K-pop grind. Can you guess what's next?
Can I have a hint?
Like, yeah, I mentioned this song yesterday, actually, like when we talked about our favorite Halloween songs. It's by a boy group.
Oh, is it ATEEZ?
No. It's an Enhypen song.
It was one that I... Sweet... No, not Sweet Venom. It's not the one Lexi said, was it?
No, it's from the same album, though. It's from Dark Blood. It's Sacrifice Eat Me Up.
Ooh.
It's very, very good. And shout out to Savannah, who's definitely not listening to this, but she put me on to this.
Oh, yeah.
And I really don't have a lot to say. It's a good song. Let's just freaking get into it, though.
Yeah.
I always come back, though. I always come back.
You're good.
Oh, I don't have my headphones on.
Oh, the music's playing. The music's playing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Who did that? Wait.
I didn't have my headphones on. That was scary. I'm sorry, guys.
Wait, who did that?
That was like a spoiler for later, I guess. Like,
if you know, you know.
Like, if you know that one, like, you know that one. And also, like, here comes, like, Brendan Urie with his cane. That one was for Lily's music. That one's for Lily. I hope you heard that one.
Is that the next song?
No.
Oh, okay.
The next song is, I'm gonna jump around because I feel like kind of like, we're gonna jump around. But
jump around.
Yeah, that was Sacrificing Me Up.
Get
thoughts?
Get up and get down. Jump.
Jump. Jump. I thought the little whales on that thing were like the souls from Soul Eater for a second there.
The whales?
Right here. There's like a whiteboard in the Woni studio and there's like whales on the side and they look like Soul Eater souls for a second there. Lily locked into that reference. Thank you. Seals when they're okay. The next song is another K-pop, another boy group.
Can I have a hint of which boy group?
Bbex B.
Oh, okay. So TXT.
Yes. And it's Bantu Beamy.
Oh my God!
Yes, we were just talking about the song. Like, not
can't you
ago.
See me?
I love this. This is
and
one of my
the
favorite.
House is on fire.
They're bored in the house, and they're low key like we're bored in the house, and they were in the house bored.
And they were in the house bored, but they had each other. So
and then
okay.
They like started killing each other though. Like Bomgyu got a little crazy, and like I think he like killed Yeonjun like under the blanket, but I can't. Don't quote me on that.
But
and,
he's fine.
But that had like lore implications though.
It's okay because he was in the next album, so
that is true. Like he didn't like actually die, so like it's fine, I guess. But fine. Like something was going on in the lore that like was like weird.
The lore was just.
And the lore just ended, which is so crazy to me. Like, God. Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, my God.
I love TXT. We heard all day talk about TXT. We have to just play the song. But, yeah, this is Can't You See My TXT. This is a great music video. Everyone should tune in. And, yeah, let's freaking do it.
Bye.
guys, I keep forgetting the songs like going to end. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm just so lost in
like,
the songs.
I just like the sorry. Song so much that I'm just so locked in.
Yeah.
Me and my friends low-key like don't understand me anymore.
Sorry, I was on the second part.
Should we like recreate that music video where we're like tomatoes and like I can like suffocate one of you guys with a blanket?
Perfect.
Well, no, like if we're like if we're going by like who we are, like who's Bomb-Q?
Do I have to have purple hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I hear purple. I have to have the chopped, like the chopped chuzz hair.
The blonde.
The chopped chuzz, like green blonde, and it's gonna like stick up and be super fried. What color is Lily's hair? Lily has black hair in that music video.
Lily, I'm sorry about your beautifully.
Yeah, we're gonna dye her black in order for you to be Hyun and Kai. Like, Lily's not listening anymore, but it's okay. Is Maddie B Bomb-Q? No, Maddie's Terry. Maddie B's Terry. I'm sorry. Right. I messed up. Is Ryan Bomb-Q?
Okay, Ryan's Bomb-Q.
Ryan's Bomb-Q, I guess. Like, Ryan's gonna kill me. Actually, that is what sleeping with him is like. He's gonna suffocate me with a blanket in my sleep. Ryan. Yeah, okay. Yeah, wait, we should just recreate that. Like, can we just lock in?
Get ready.
I'm going to buy 1,000,000 tomatoes, and then we can, like, throw them.
I'm ready.
Thank God.
Do I have to wear, like, really tall shoes, though? Because I don't think I match Subin's height at all.
I mean, like, if you don't want to, like, go by height, like, it's chill.
Okay,
like,
I do have to have the purple hair, though.
You have to have purple hair, though.
Okay, perfect.
And Maddie, you have to dye your hair red. Maddie's hair is red, but Maddie has to go redder. Maddie B.
Yeah.
And then Ryan. Oh, God, there's Bomb-Q's hair in there. I think it's just black.
It's just black.
I almost called Ryan. Ryan, dye your hair brown. That's the only option.
Ryan, you can't be blonde anymore.
There's no blonde. I'm the only blonde in this music video. 15 and blonde, actually.
15 and blonde.
And I was 15 and blonde.
I was 15 blonde.
Anyways, the next song, we're getting to like the last 10 minutes, so I'm going to try to get maybe two more songs in. If not, it's fine. So I can just play everything at the 4 p.m. mark. But yeah, the next song is by Mitski. She's my like favorite person ever. We know this. We know Ben. I know Mitski. I love Mitski. We know Ben. This is Abby by Mitski. You ever locked into Abby?
I've heard it. I don't listen to it often, though.
It's a lovely song. A beautiful song. It just sounds a little spooky and scary. So spooky. I was like, I think everything off of Lush has a little bit of a spooky vibe to it. It's just that album's just a little spooky. It was like, you know that like thing where they're like, she was hungry for success. Like, I'm liquid smooth. Come touch me too.
Oh, Liquid Smooth, I love you.
Liquid Smooth, we freaking love you though. Yeah. Like, we freaking love you. Anyways, this is Abby and Mitski, and I'll be back. I always come back.
I am hungry. I have been hungry. I was born hungry. What do I need? I am something. I have been something. I was born something. What could I be? There is a light that see, but only it seems when the
And like, I low-key was also born waiting, though. Like, I have been waiting. I was born waiting.
I was born waiting.
Please don't tell me wait.
Please don't tell me wait. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. And shout out to, like, Dino of 17. And shout out to you being, like, the only person who's ever listened to that song ever.
Like, I don't... I feel like other people don't listen to it.
No one listens... I literally... When 17 did their solos, like, Dino's got paid dust, okay? It was so freaking good. Well, like, they had this, like, TTT thing, and they, like, abandoned it now, I think, which, thank God, it was stupid. But, like, I, like, Hoshi's got a lot of, like, deserved attention. Mm-hmm. I didn't like Vernon's. I'm sorry, Vernon. I love you. You're not listening to this, though, so it's okay. But it was just, it was a terrible song. Terrible song. You look great in music video, though. Boozy's was okay. It sounded like Kiwi by Harry Styles a lot. So if you want to think about that.
Okay.
And yeah, I thought Dino's was great, but no one cares. No one even cares about Dino. Like,
I don't
even
know how I found that song.
Because I don't either, because you don't listen to 17.
I don't listen to 17. I think it just was one of the songs that probably came up because I was listening to K-pop.
Maybe it was like radar. And it's peak.
And then I was like, wait, I like the song. I'm adding it.
And Loki, like, please don't tell me wait, though.
Please don't tell me wait. Bum, bum, bum,
bum. Bum, bum. Oh, wait. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Don't tell me wait. Anyways, the next song is by Suzy and the Banshees. Bailbound.
I love that song.
I think I've heard it like once.
Once?
I think only like once.
I listen to it all the time.
I feel like, I mean, I have it in my, it's okay.
I didn't mean to give the yawn.
The police. The yawn police are getting us. I don't know. I think I maybe more than once, but I don't remember how it goes very much. When we're going to go through it, I'm going to go, oh, I know this. But yeah, this is Spellbind by Suzy and the Banshees. Yeah. Spellbound. Me, when I said spellbind.
Spellbind.
Loki like binding, though. Wait. Trans rights, like, I guess. Okay, anyways, let's go.
From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice that's been spinning. You have no choice. You hear laughter, cracking through the walls and spinning. You have no choice, you hear laughter.
double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.